Most Americans take it for granted. You can turn on the tap, fill up a glass of water, and gulp away. It's one of the wonders of the modern world. But flaws are popping up in the system of potable water. Flint, Michigan showed what can happen in a worst case. Local and state officials asked, where was the EPA? Joining me with some answers, Katie Butler, Director of Water Evaluations at the EPA's Office of Inspector General. Ms. Butler, good to have you on.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Now, the Flint, Michigan situation has been in the news a lot lately, but in reality, the EPA has a regular program of overseeing local water supply and how it's administered by local governments?
Yes, that's true. The Safe Drinking Water Act is set up so that EPA is charged with implementing and enforcing it, but states can request that EPA approve them to operate their own programs as long as they meet federal standards. So issues like Flint come up when the local government or the state government hasn't intervened, and EPA is then, you know, the authority then goes back to EPA to ensure that the act is implemented and enforced appropriately.
Because I think it is fair to say that drinking water system in the United States is one of the wonders of the world, and people really do expect any tap you put your mouth under, you're going to be okay.
It is a phenomenal system that, you know, when you travel elsewhere, you really come to appreciate how good our drinking water system typically is in the United States. But that is because people are on task and, you know, staying on the job to make sure that drinking water meets and exceeds all federal standards.
Now, Flint aside, your office, the Office of Inspector General, has completed a recent study or a look at the, in general, how EPA oversight is of local water supplies. What do you find?
Well, one of the studies that you're probably speaking about is that we recently completed an evaluation into how small drinking water systems, those are systems that serve 3,300 or fewer people, are overseen by the EPA. We found kind of a mix of results in that study. We looked at three states, Kansas, Texas, and Puerto Rico, the territory of Puerto Rico. And what we found is that when EPA succeeds at making sure that small drinking water systems are meeting the law, they're using a combination of tactics. They're using what we call compliance assistance, where they're helping the system to make sure that they're meeting standards, helping them to make sure that their infrastructure is up to par, and enforcement tactics, where if the system doesn't comply with a standard, they're going in there and actually using the power that the state and the EPA have under the Safe Drinking Water Act to make sure that the drinking water system comes back into compliance with regulation.
And to be in compliance, I guess that means the water coming out of the tap has to have certain qualities to it?
Yes, that's right. So that would mean that the drinking water, depending on the standard, it may be the water coming out of the tap in your house. It may be the water coming out of the drinking water treatment facility is meeting federal standards. In some cases, the state may have a standard that's more stringent than the federal standard, so the state would, of course, be monitoring whether they're meeting that more stringent standard.
And I just have to ask you this one question. On the first page of the report, there is a photograph, a color photograph, of what looks like concrete cisterns with a fence around it. What is that?
That is a photograph from our trip to visit small systems in Puerto Rico. Those are holding tanks for drinking water at a small system in the mountains in Puerto Rico that serves, I think that system served about 800 to 1,000 people drinking water on a daily basis.
Looks like a pigeon could fly over and do its business right in there.
That's true. This is why disinfection and the other drinking water treatment strategies are so important, to make sure that when that water leaves that holding tank and makes its way through the pipe to the tap, that it is safe to drink.
All right, so getting back to the study itself, it looks like you found that the EPA needs to do a little bit better job of ensuring this compliance. What did you find, and what are the main recommendations to the agency?
Sure. Like I said, we found kind of a variety of outcomes depending on the state and the EPA region that we were evaluating. So in the case of Puerto Rico, we found that there were numerous problems making sure that the small systems there were up to par. The state, which has what we call primacy under the Safe Drinking Water Act to operate its own drinking water program, we found that the state needed to have some better record keeping, really to know whether the systems were in or out of compliance, and also to know, maybe even more importantly, if the system is out of compliance, whether they're issuing a notice to the public to warn them about the compliance problem and give them good instructions about how to make sure that the water they're drinking is still safe. So we recommended that Region 2 become more involved in Puerto Rico's drinking water program. That recommendation goes to one of the points that we were discussing earlier. It's really about making sure that there's a combination of interventions available for small systems. So, you know, making sure that the systems that need funding for infrastructure know where to go to get that funding and have assistance to apply for those grants or loans that might be available. And then also making sure that they're using the leverage that enforcement may have when there's a violation to really encourage the system, this is important, you need to get back into compliance quickly. In the case of Texas in Region 6, we actually found an example that we highlighted as a good practice, which is they have a commission in Texas that does this, that looks at small systems that may have issues and kind of triages and figures out, okay, what is it exactly that might help this particular system come back into compliance? So we were effectively recommending that Region 2 in Puerto Rico take a look at that system and where they see that it might be beneficial, try and do some of those things in Puerto Rico. Case of Kansas and Region 7, we found that there were a couple of cases where they really weren't using the leverage of enforcement to get systems back into compliance. And we basically recommended taking out that tool from the toolbox and making sure to apply it to get systems back in compliance there.
We're speaking with Katie Butler, Director of Water Evaluations in the EPA's Office of Inspector General. How many water systems are there in the United States that potentially could come into the orbit of the EPA if the state were to fail or the municipality were to fail in some way in its duties?
There are thousands in each state. So, you know, we're talking about 60% of Americans or more who are receiving water from large drinking water systems that are monitored by states and EPA, and then many more Americans receiving water from small systems and then private wells that are not affected by the Safe Drinking Water, not regulated by the Safe Drinking Water Act.
Now, in the case of Flint, which was a widely publicized, still widely publicized situation, that one went all the way up to the federal government and the EPA. What is the status of what EPA is doing there now? And I guess you're looking at it, but haven't reached conclusions.
That's right, Tom. Yeah, we've decided to take a look into the Flint situation and make an independent and objective assessment of what the EPA had done in Flint and is continuing to do. So we're continuing to collect information and talk with people about what's going on in Flint and how the situation is progressing. Our objective, our stated objective, was to examine the circumstances in Flint and the EPA's response to those circumstances. So we're wrapping up our research on that, and we're hoping to make a statement, issue a report on that in the future.
With respect to drinking water, with the number of problems that were revealed in the report that came out in March and now the Flint and who knows what's next, do you sense that this is something that's going to be occupying the EPA a lot more in the future?
I think it will be, and I think EPA's administrator has said that this is going to be a focus of EPA's concern. It's certainly going to be a focus of concern in the Inspector General's office. We've just started a new evaluation looking at how states know whether drinking water systems are accurately monitoring water quality. So we're beginning that work now. The Safe Drinking Water Act, as all federal laws are, is a complicated act, and we're really trying to take it piece by piece and make sure that as the oversight organization within EPA, we're taking a close look at how all of those pieces work together to provide safe drinking water.
Katie Butler is Director of Water Evaluations in the EPA's Office of Inspector General. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.